This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是主持人佳莹。这是一档为大家解答英语疑问的栏目。本期节目的问题给很多位网友都带来了疑惑，问题是这样的。我想请教一下 affirm, assert, allege, 还有 claim, declare 这几个词的区别。谢谢。网友们想知道这五个动词之间有哪些区别。这些词语的含义很接近，但它们的用法是不一样的。其中有一些词更接近于个人观点，而非客观事实。下面我们就来具体的为大家讲解。首先，动词 affirm 表示证实、确认，强调陈述某件事情属实或正式确认有意做某事。听两个例句。
Chen Fan affirmed he would be leaving the company after a long successful career. She affirmed her commitment to opening more restaurants.
下面来看 assert， 动词 assert 也是一个用来表达观点和意图的词。意思是肯定地说、主张、坚持，突出了一个人的坚定和自信。如果你 assert yourself， 意思就是坚持你自己的行为、主张或立场。请听例句。
The school asserts that pupils mustn't bring smartphones into class. My girlfriend continued to assert that she had not been smoking. Charlotte would always assert herself in meetings.The teacher had to assert himself over the rowdy class.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
下一个词是 allege， 常用于法律场合，意思是未经证实的指责、指控、宣称。
The prosecutor alleges that the finance director stole money from the company.It's alleged that the finance director stole money from the company.
另一个动词是 claim， 它的含义与刚刚讲到的 allege 很像，意思是声称、宣称，但它与法律的关联并没有那么紧密。听三个例句。
Sean claims the moon is made of cheese, but I think he's talking nonsense. The airline claims to have the best record for punctuality.He claimed to be the richest man in the world.
动词 claim 也可以表示认领、索取、索要。请听例句。
After winning the lottery, he claimed his prize of £6 million.
最后来看动词 declare。declare 的意思是宣布、声明，强调公开表明自己的意向。
We've declared our support for the plans to build a new bridge. After the heavy rain, the authorities have declared an emergency.
Declare 也有申报的意思，常用来表示正式报告应纳税的收入或货物的价值。比如海关的无申报通道上面就往往会写有 nothing to declare 这样的字眼。听两个用动词 declare 表示申报的例句。
Use this form to declare your income for this tax year. Please go this way if you have nothing to declare.
归纳一下，动词 affirm, assert, allege, claim 和 declare 都可以谈论陈述一件被认为是真实的事情，而且都比较正式。其中 affirm 和 assert 强调坚定、自信的断言。Allege 表示宣称一件未经证实的事情，它和 claim 的意思很相近，但后者与法律的关联并没有那么紧密。Claim 也可以表示认领、索取。最后 ，declare 可以表示声明或申报。希望大家可以根据语境和句意做出相应的选择。本期节目到这里就告一段落了。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.